Right, open Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith. Morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
Those jobs numbers in Australia, very bullish. Participation rates at a record level. What's going on there?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, so 64,900 jobs created in August. So that almost tripled estimates of 23,000. And you put to bed the small amount of job losses we had the previous month. Yeah, absolutely humming, as you say, participation rate going. Also a bit of a change in the mix. And I think obviously a lot of this owes due to the high levels of migration. So 62,000 increase in part-time workers. So during the pandemic, you saw lots of full-time workers, but a slightly different situation. Lots of foreign students, working holiday makers, they're filling up the vacancies. Unemployment rate, that stayed at 3.7%. So basically you need jobs growth of less than 35,000 a month for this to tick up, so that ain't happening. High migration, as you say, taking the participation rate to a record high 67%. There's now 14.1 million people employed across the Tasman, and that compares to 13 million at the start of the pandemic. You look at the working age population, that's 21.8 million. That grew 2.8%. Now, that's the fastest pace of growth since records began in 1978. So lots of migration. It was 454K in the year to March, expected to hit 500,000 next year. So it's well ahead of what the Treasury was saying was going to be sort of around about 400,000. And population growth in Aussie, a near six-decade high. Mm-hmm. So the question is, you know, will the labour market soften if the economy does? The RBA, they reckon the jobless rate's going to tick up. They might get a little bit less nervous about the scenario not playing out if productivity continues to improve, so that's been positive. Also, job vacancies have actually fallen 10% from their peak. They've also talked about underemployment. That's where people are not working as many hours as they want to, or they've got a job which is inadequate to their qualifications and needs. And that actually did tick up, so that increased to 6.6 in August, up from a low of 5.9% in November 22. So maybe grasping at straws, but time will tell.
It's a good story. Central Bank in Europe, 4%, is that it?
It seems to be, and that's what the market's like. So, yeah, they raised it, it was a bit of a line ball call there, but, yeah, they have raised it 25 basis points. That's the 10th successive hike. But yeah, what investors like was indicated this may be the last in the cycle. The risks are two-sided. You know, you've got growth on one hand, obviously the industrial growth engine Germany, that's spluttering. That's forecast to be the only major economy to contract this year. But officials is sort of taking precedence over the inflation rate, which is expected to fall from the current 5.4%, but still be above 3% next year, and that appears to have sealed the deal. Much like the CPI that we're seeing within the US the day before, rising oil prices are the big story here. They did cut the inflation forecast for 2025 to 2.1%, investors like the fact this might be the last. So the euro fell sharply. Stocks 600 index and was up 1.5%. Part of that was due to the China cutting its reserve requirement ratio, and that stoked resources. So that was a good news story.
Okay, so US retail sales, correct me if I'm wrong, my reading is the gas went up, they paid more for gas, and that's where the sales are, right?
Effectively, and you know, these numbers are not inflation adjusted. So, retail sales up 0.6% in August, well ahead of the 0.1% increase expected. Let's sort of bang for the buck if you like. And much, compared to the monthly rise in retail sales, they're actually flat, I suppose, in real terms. And that's really the story there. And if you look at sort of a grouping which excludes things such as gas stations, restaurants, auto sales, building materials and the like, that rose just 0.1% in August. Yeah, meanwhile, if you look at the factory gate inflation, that much like the CPI, that also came in hotter than expected, rising 0.7% for the month. But again, it's higher oil prices that were the story there. So if you strip those out, it was looking a lot better. So yeah, good news stories all around.
Give me some numbers.
The numbers, yes. So the Dow at the moment is up 317 points. So great way to cap out our Friday anyway, 34906. S&P 500 up 0.8%. NASDAQ up 0.8%. As you say, Mike, off to a flyer. Shares up 17%. Yeah, valuation same as Nvidia's, so that's interesting. FTSE up 2%, boosted by resources. Nikkei up 1.4%. ASX 200 up 0.46%. Spot gold, that was pretty flat, $1,908 an ounce. months US. Oil was up 2%, so that continues. WTI sitting at $90.26 US terms. Currency markets, Kiwi down against the US slightly, 59.1. Down against the Aussie, 91.88. But up against sterling, 47.66. Also up against the euro on that decision, 55.56. Kiwi markets, NZ50, a bit of an outlier, down 0.38%, 11.313. I think we'll be high today.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. Catch up soon. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.